Restore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your steadfast love toward us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts continuously. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the way you take care of us. We thank you for always meeting our needs. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you, Father. We thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you for making ways for us where there was no ways. Thank you for subduing darkness and all their kingdoms and agents on our feet. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giving us victories in our battles against the forces of darkness. Thank you for the testimonies that we have already because of your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing us with good health. Thank you for keeping us safe and secure. Thank you for rebooking untimely dates in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the things you do for us in this ministry. We cannot deny all that you have done for us. And we are grateful because we know you're going to do much more for us. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to pray, to learn at the same time. Oh Lord, move mightily among us. In Jesus' name, we want to see your power do great things as we pray. We want you to touch our lives and situations and solve our problems. We want you to change our stories and give us a new beginning. Father, do all of these things in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. O God of our salvation, I ask that you show mercy on everyone and that you grant our heart's desires in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence, and I believe that the Lord shall do you good as we pray in Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise, with an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. There is none beside thee. Neither his, neither his. There are many rocks like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none only as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. All you gods, worthy is your name. We worship. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lion of the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. The Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior, God of everything. My rock, my shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, who sits upon the throne. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior, God of everything. My rock, my shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, who reigns upon the throne. There is a fountain. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior, God of everything. My rock, my shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, raise upon the throne. We praise you, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Mighty man of war. Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Calling on to Jesus. 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 Our Lord, we're calling your name, calling Jesus, Jesus, mighty Jesus, Jesus, every day, every day. Your name is the same. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Jesus, Jesus, our Lord, calling your name. Calling on to Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, our Lord, oh our Lord. Calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Our Lord, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. You're the pillar that holds my life. You're the pillar. You're the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Open the floor. of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain revival. Let it rain. Open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain your power. Let it rain. Lord Jesus, open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain, deliverance. Let it rain. Open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain healing. Let it rain. Open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain prosperity. Let it rain. Open the floor, gates of heaven. Let it rain. You are the Lord. God is your name. You will never fail. Glory with anyone. You will never share glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share glory with anyone. You will never share glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore, we serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. I will exalt you, Lord, for thou art lifted me
above my enemies.
Above my enemies. Your banner over me soft. I will exalt you, Lord, for thou art lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is love. I will lift up your name. I'll lift up your name. I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Above every other names. I will lift up his name. I will lift up your 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 name. Jesus, above every other name. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faith. Faithfulness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I is art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each needing, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each yielding, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus, Lamb of God, won't be easy on me. Jesus, Lamb of God, won't be easy. Your name, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God. What is your name? What is your name? Jesus, Lamb of God, won't be is your name. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling dearly in your presence. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. Oh, I just wanna be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. Dwell in your presence. They stayed at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh, in your praises. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. Dwell within your presence. Stand at your table. Surrounded by your glory. Oh Lord, in your praises, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be.
I just want to be with you.
I just want to be with you.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Most High God, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rock of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the one who rules and he's to come, the firstborn among the dead, the resurrection and life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever, worshiping Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and life, no one can come to the Father except by him. Worship him. He is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Worship him. He is the Lamb of God who is reconciling all men back to God. Praise him. He's the Savior of the world, the Savior of mankind, the Creator of mankind, the Creator of the universe, the Controller of the universe. Worship him. Is too strong to be weak, too powerful to be defeated, is too high to be low. Worship him. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above the princes of darkness, far above the governments of nations. is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. He is highly exalted, far above all his enemies. We praise you, everlasting Father. You reign forever and ever. You bring things out of nothing. You make impossible things possible. You do great and mighty works. You speak and your words come to pass. Who is it that speaks and their words come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? We worship you, Father. You reverse irreversible things. You cure incurable diseases. You rescue the perishing. You deliver the oppressed. You break into pieces chains of darkness. You open the prisons. You raise the dead. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You may say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your mercy for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for loving me so much. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you, Father, for caring so much for me. Thank you for lavishing your love upon me. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving me so much that you sent your only son to die on the cross for me. Thank you for loving me so much that you sent Jesus to take my place on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for loving me so much that you brought me to repentance. Thank you for loving me so much that you brought me out of darkness into your light. Thank you, O Lord, for loving me so much that you answer my prayers. Thank you, Father, for your love for my life. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your intervention in my life and situations. Say, Father, thank you for your interventions in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your interventions in my life, for your interventions in my situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your interventions in my life and situations. Thank you, faithful Lord.
thank you for intervening in my life to help me to solve my problems. Thank you, Father, for intervening in my life to move me forward. Thank you for intervening in my life to remove limitations from my life. Continue to thank Him. Continue to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank Him. You can say, Father, thank you for destroying the plans of my enemies to hurt me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for destroying the plans of my enemies to hurt me. Thank you, Father. The wicked plans of my enemies to hurt my life, you have terminated. You have destroyed. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the agenda of my enemies to succeed over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank Him again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for subduing darkness under my feet forever. Thank you for subduing Satan and his works under my feet forever. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for subduing darkness, for subduing Satan under my feet forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, faithful Lord, for subduing darkness under my feet forever. Thank you, Jesus, for subduing Satan under my feet forever. Thank you for subduing the nature of Satan under my feet forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life. In your hunger. And destroy every work of darkness that is affecting my life. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life in your hunger. And destroy every work of darkness that is affecting me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, move mightily. The Bible says, I will contend with those that contend with you. God said He will contend with those that contend with you. Say, Father, move mightily in my life to destroy every work of darkness that is affecting me, every work of darkness that is affecting my peace, affecting my joy,
Father, destroy them all in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. See, Father, move mightily in my life as the consuming fire and destroy every work of darkness that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, destroy every plantation of darkness in my life that is producing evils. Father, move mightily and destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, move mightily in my life. Move mightily in every area of my life. And destroy every work of darkness going on against me. Destroy them all. Move as the consuming fire. Destroy every work of the enemy that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You need to say, Father, by your mercy, bring to pass every prophecy you have spoken over my life that has not yet been fulfilled. Every word of promise you have spoken over me that have not yet come to pass. Say, Father, bring them to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, bring to pass every prophecy you have spoken over me that have not yet come to physical manifestation. Say, Father, bring them to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, bring them to pass right now. Bring them to pass right now. Bring them to pass right now. I believe you're praying. Every word of prophecy, every word of promise that you have spoken over my life, Father, bring them to pass right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, take me into the season where your prophecies for my life are fulfilled. Say, Father, take me to the season where your promises for my life are fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, translate me into that season. Take me into that time. Take me into that hour where all your promises and prophecies for my life are fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I dear Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive anointing to solve
every problem that confronts me. They're going to say, I receive anointing to solve every problem that faces me. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive the anointing in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing that solves every problem that confronts me. I receive the anointing that solves difficult problems. I receive the anointing that solves strong problems, both in my life and in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing right now to solve every problem that confronts me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to receive revelations from God concerning my divine calling and destiny. So I receive anointing to get revelations from God concerning my divine calling and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. If the hashtag is in the temple, you have seen a lot. The hashtag is in the temple. I receive the anointing now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing to get revelations from the Lord in form of dreams and visions, in form of His voice. I receive anointing to get revelations from God concerning my purpose in life, concerning my calling and destiny. I receive anointing to get revelations that will explain my calling to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to do everything God has called me to do for Him on earth. Say, I receive strength to do everything God has called me to do for Him in the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to do everything that the Lord has called me to do for Him at this time. I receive strength to do everything that the Lord has commanded me to do for Him at this time. I receive strength to do everything that the Lord has instructed me to do for Him at this time. I receive strength to do them and to do them
correctly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my personal prayer life. And such that whenever I pray, miracles happen. Say, Father, open your heavens over my personal prayer life, over my personal prayer altar, such that whenever I pray, miracles happen, victories happen. Shall we begin to pray like that? Then let's take it as it all. Open your heavens now. Open your heavens now. In the name of Jesus. Open your heavens over my personal prayer life. Father, open your heavens over my personal prayer altar, such that whenever I pray, miracles happen. Such that whenever I pray, problems get solved. Such that whenever I pray, victories happen. Open your heavens now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, set my spirit man on fire to have a prevailing personal prayer life. You're going to say, Father, set my spirit man on fire so that I can have revealing prayer life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, set my spirit on fire. Father, set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire so that I can have a revealing prayer life. A prevailing personal prayer life in the name of Jesus. Baptize my spirit with fire so that I can have a victorious personal prayer life in the name of Jesus. Baptize my spirit with fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, set my spirit man on fire, O Lord, so that I can have a victorious personal prayer life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying.
pray like this, you're going to say, Holy Lord of hosts, with your mighty hand, open every door the enemy has shut against me. So, Holy Lord of hosts, with your mighty hand, open every door the enemy has shut against me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. With your mighty hand, open every door the powers of darkness have shut against me. Every door of progress, every door of promotion, every door of excellence, every door of success, every door of greatness, every door of riches and wealth that the enemy has shut against me, O Lord of hosts, open them right now. In the name of Jesus, open them right now. Open them before me. In the name of Jesus, every door of success, every door of progress that the enemy have shut against me, O Lord of hosts, open them now before me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every barrier the enemy has set against my spiritual growth and advancement. Say, Father, destroy every barrier the enemy has set against my spiritual growth and advancement right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yeah, I'm sure you benefit now, but destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every barrier that the kingdom of darkness has set against my spiritual growth and advancement, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is preventing my spiritual growth, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is pulling me backward every time I make efforts to grow spiritually, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic hand that is pulling me backward whenever I make up my mind to grow spiritually, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, take away every limitation. Take away every barrier the enemy has set on my spiritual growth and advancement. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You want me to pray? You're going to say, oh God, arise and destroy every realm of the enemy, every gathering together of my enemies to walk against my life and destiny. Oh Lord, arise, descend upon them, destroy them, and then open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, arise. Oh God, arise. Descend upon every camp of my enemies, every gathering together of my enemies to walk against my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, descend upon them and scatter them. In the name of Jesus, descend upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Descend upon every camp of my enemies, every gathering together of my enemies to cause me harm, to prevent the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh God, arise and fall upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, cover them forever. In the name of Jesus, cover them forever. Jesus, stay and net with now. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, execute your judgment upon every power of darkness that is turning my efforts into failures. Say, Father, execute your judgment upon every power of darkness, turning my efforts into failure, into fruitlessness. Oh Lord, execute your wrath upon them right now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, execute your wrath, execute your anger upon every power of darkness, every witchcraft that is turning my efforts into failures, turning my efforts into fruitlessness. Oh Lord, execute your wrath upon them. Consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness, turning my efforts into poverty, turning my efforts into scarcity, turning my efforts into fruitlessness, turning my efforts into failures. Oh Lord of hosts, carry out your wrath upon them. Demonstrate your anger upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal your great power in my life. And with your power, answer all my unanswered prayers. Say, Father, reveal your great power in my life to answer all my unanswered prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. Reveal your great power right now. Reveal your great power right now. Be sustained in the international level. Not for sure the international. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal your great power in my life to answer all my unanswered prayers. Reveal your great power in my life to answer all my unanswered prayers. Father, reveal your great power in my life to answer all my unanswered prayers. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the opportunities you have placed around me. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the opportunities you have placed around me for me to succeed and prosper. Say, Lord, open my eyes right now to see them. We need to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see those opportunities you have placed around me for me to embrace and succeed and prosper through them. Open my eyes now to see them in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All the opportunities that have been around me all these years, but somehow I couldn't see them. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them right now. All the good opportunities, great opportunities, real opportunities that will lead to my success and prosperity. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them now. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from heaven and destroy every witchcraft enchantment. Every witchcraft spell, every witchcraft curse that has been done against my life. to let fire fall and consume them all. Every witchcraft
devices that have been done against my life, let fire fall and consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft enchantment, every witchcraft spells, every witchcraft curse, every witchcraft wickedness that has been perfectly done against my life, against my marriage, against my calling, against my destiny, let fire fall and consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, wherever those who evil works have been done, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume them now, and trace them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, let fire fall from the throne of God and trace every witchcraft wickedness, every witchcraft attack that has been perfectly done against my life and destiny. Let fire trace them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God trace them now and destroy them all. Whether they have been done in the air or in the rivers or waters or sea, let fire of the Lord trace them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. When the enemy shall come like a flood, usually when the enemy wants to destroy your life suddenly, when they want to do massive destruction in your life, they would come like a flood. Yeah, they will come from every angle to swallow up your life, to consume your life. Yeah, but the Word of God says that the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them, which means when they come, they shall see God and they shall run. So therefore, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, manifest yourself. Every time my enemies come like a flood to devour my life, say, Almighty God, manifest immediately to destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. It is just for taking left hand digital. So Almighty God, appear. Every time my enemies come like a flood to consume me, appear immediately to destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, surround me with yourself. The Almighty God surround me with yourself, such that whenever my enemies come like a flood to devour me, they will meet with you and be crushed into pieces. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God, surround my life, surround my home, surround my family with yourself, such that whenever my enemies come like a flood to hit me up, they will meet with you and perish in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of weakness in me that is making me to be weak, that is making me to be tired. Whenever I set my mind to do something good, to do a good work, the blood of Jesus, destroy the seed of weakness right now. Open your mouth and pray. The blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of weakness that makes me become weak and tired. Whenever I set my mind to do a good work, blood of Jesus, destroy the sin right now. You shall pity any children now. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, destroy every seed of weakness in my body. Every seed of weakness in my soul and spirit that makes me become so weak and tired. Whenever I set my heart to do a good work that will profit my life, whenever I set my heart to do a good work that will move my life forward, blood of Jesus, destroy the seed of weakness right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, blot out every evil and writing that have been written by the enemy against my life, calling, and destiny. The blood of Jesus, blot out every evil write-up, every evil handwriting, every evil statement that have been written by the enemy against my life, calling, and destiny. Blood of Jesus, blot them out. Open your mouth and pray like that. Blood of Jesus, blot them out. Every evil handwriting, every evil write-up written by the enemy to enforce evil upon my life, calling, and destiny.
Blood of Jesus, blot them out. Blot them out right now. Blot them out right now. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic handwriting, demonic handwriting, that have been written to enforce evil upon my life and calling and destiny. Blood of Jesus, blot them out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. And do you know that it is possible for you to be the enemy of your own life and destiny? And that is the category many people are. Many people are actually the enemy of their own lives and destiny. Majority of the problems in the world are self-inflicted problems, are problems that came as a result of what the people have done by themselves, against themselves. Yeah. My prayer for you is that you will not be the enemy of your own life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness assigned to make me become my own enemy, to make me become the enemy of my own life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness now. Open your mouth and pray like that. When you are the enemy of your own life, the battle becomes too impossible to be conquered. Your battles become too difficult to be won when you are the enemy of your own life. The fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every darkness assigned to make me the enemy of my own life, to make me the enemy of my own destiny, to make me the enemy of my own calling. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I refuse to become the enemy of my own life. I refuse to become the enemy of my destiny. I refuse to become the enemy of my progress and success. I refuse to become the enemy of God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to know that the angels God have assigned to your life, they are waiting for you to begin to take some steps, some positive and practical steps, for them to do what God has sent them to do in your life. Yeah, if until you do those things, they will just fold their arms and do nothing. So therefore, you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to do the things that will move my angels into action. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to do the things that will move the angels going off aside over my life into action. Open your mouth and pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom. I receive insight. I receive wisdom. I receive discernment to do the things that will move the angels God have assigned over my life into action. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive wisdom to begin to do the things that will move the angels God have assigned to carry out His plans in my life into action. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I receive wisdom now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You also need wisdom to say the right things whenever you are in conversation with people. Yeah, there are some things you are supposed to say when you are talking with people that would lead to the manifestation of the will of God for your life. For instance, somebody might have an idea that will prosper you, but if you do not speak in a way that will bring out the idea from that person's heart or that person's mind, you might never get to know about that idea. Someone might have an information that you really need to prosper. But if you don't speak in a way that will make the person provide information, that is, if you don't maybe ask the right questions or say the right words during your conversation with the person, the information might not come out of the person. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, and receive wisdom to always speak the right words. Whenever I am in conversation with people, it means I receive wisdom to always speak the right words that will lead into the fulfillment of God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth up like that. Be like that. Say, I receive wisdom to always speak the right words whenever I have a conversation with people, so that what God has planned to happen will be able to happen in my life, so that the will of God will prevail and be done in my life. Say, I receive wisdom to say the right words, to ask the right questions, to speak the right things whenever I am in conversation with people, so that the will of God for my life per time will be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, release my help from the hands of those who you have chosen to offer those helps. Heavenly Father, release my help from the hands of those you have chosen to offer the help. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, once God releases the help, those people, we have no choice than to help you. Say, Father, release my help unto me right now from the hands of those you have chosen to offer those helps. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, release the helps now. Command them to help me. That's another way of saying it. Move them to help me. Everyone you have chosen to offer certain help unto me. Oh Lord, command them to help me now. In the name of Jesus, move them to offer the help right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to ascend into the high God that's prepared for me. So in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to ascend into the high God has prepared for me. I receive grace to ascend easily into that height. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to ascend into the height that God has prepared for me. With ease, I receive grace to reach that height easily. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to rise into the height God has prepared for me easily. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every attack of the enemy that entered into my life through my dreams. The blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. The blood of Jesus, destroy every attack of the enemy that entered into my life through my dreams, through the dreams I get when I sleep. Blood of Jesus, destroy the attacks right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the attacks right now. Every attack that entered into my blood, every attack that entered into my body, when I slept, when I was dreaming in my sleep, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord is showing me that there's someone among you with leg pains. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that someone among you have pains in the leg. So I'm going to pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, I command that pain and the source of that pain, the roots of that pain, to come out of your legs right now in Jesus' name. I release the healing anointing, the healing fire of the Lord into your leg right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. So we're going to continue with the prayers. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. And make everything I do with my hands to prosper, to become profitable, to yield profit, to yield prosperity. Say, Father, have mercy on me and make everything I do with my hands to prosper. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me and make everything I do with my hands to prosper. Make everything I do with my hands to prosper, to succeed, to become profitable in the name of Jesus. Take away every spirit of failure that is attacking the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, take away every spirit of failure that is attacking the works of my hands. Bless the works of my hands with prosperity and success. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Your mindset has a lot to do with your prosperity. The kind of mindset that you have. Yeah. As some of you, your problem is your mindset. Yeah. You don't have the mindset that God wants to work with. Yeah. You have a limitation mindset. I don't know if I should call it a failure mindset. Yeah, because you are not seeing far. Yeah, you are not seeing far into where God is taking you. you're just thinking about what is happening to you at the moment. Yeah, maybe you are earning little at the moment, or you're making small money at the moment, and then you limited your life to the level of that amount you are making. So you are not seeing far into how great God wants to make you become. You're not seeing far into how high God wants to take you. So your mindset is so narrow. You are so short-sighted. Yeah, and that is your problem. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need the right mindset for God to do the things He wants to do in your life. You need the right mindset. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every mindset that is not allowing those plans to happen in my life as it should. Begin to say, I reject such mindset. Oh Lord, take away such mindset from my life, from my head. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive the right mindset that heaven wants to walk with to lift me up. I receive the right mindset. I receive the right mindset that will lead to my prosperity, that will lead to my greatness. I receive the right mindset right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the right mindset right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. I receive the right mindset that God wants to walk with, to lift me up, to change my story. I receive the right mindset right now. In the name of Jesus, I reject every negative mindset, every limited mindset, every failure mindset. I reject every unbelief mindset, every fearful mindset. I reject them. I cast them out of my life. I cast them out of my mind right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God strike every enemy in the second heaven that is holding my blessings captive. Let the hunger of God strike them and get my blessings for me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray, say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God strike every enemy in the second heaven that is holding my blessings captive. Let the fire of God strike them and let my blessings be released in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God strike them and let my blessings be released. Let the hunger of God strike them and let my blessings be released in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God strike every enemy in the second heaven that have hijacked my blessings right now, and let my blessings be released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be set the hearts and hands as well, my dear Father. Let the power of God strike them until they release my blessings. Let the power of God continue to strike them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. And we will round off the session. There is someone among you. What the Lord is showing me is that an evil was transferred from your grandmother into your life. Yeah, there's an evil that was transferred from your grandmother into your life. Yeah, because your grandmother was an agent of darkness. Yeah, so during the time you were staying with your grandmother, and evil was transferred, into your life. I don't know what kind of evil, but evil is him. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. There's a way how we call the prayer point so it will fit for everybody. Yeah, so every one of you, you will raise up your right hand, whether you are the person or you are not. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, take away from my life every evil that was transferred from my ancestors into my life, from my parents, from my grandparents into my life. Say, Lord of Jesus, take them away right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Lord of Jesus, take it away from my life. Roll away from my life. Thank you, Lord. Roll away from my spirit, from my soul, from my body, from my destiny, from my life. Every evil that was placed upon me from my parents and grandparents, every evil I received, every evil I inherited from my parents and grandparents or ancestors, Lord of Jesus, take them away from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, every form of initiation into darkness, into witchcraft. That happened to me while I was staying with my parents or grandparents. Blood of Jesus, destroy that initiation right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, we have just one more prayer point left. Another thing the Lord is showing me is that some of you, your problem is coming from the graveyard. Yeah, I saw bones of skeleton, a skeleton of someone that is dead. Yeah, so which means a ritual was done in the graveyard, you know, in the place where they bury people. Yeah, and that ritual is affecting your life. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You are going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every ritual that was done in the graveyard to attack my life and destiny. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, you don't have to be aware of what was done. Yeah, but God wants you to pray about this. That is why He revealed it. You just pray. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every ritual that was done in the graveyard against my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every ceremony or ritual that was done in the graveyard that is affecting my life and destiny, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Let the effect of the ritual be cancelled. Concerning my life, let the result of the ritual be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for all that you have done for us already through this prayer session. Thank you for your blessings that we have received already. Thank you for the victories. Thank you for the deliverances we have received. We praise forever in Jesus' name. Thank you also for the healing of the problem in the leg of that person. Thank you, Father. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We ask, O Lord, that you intervene in the lives of everyone here. And that you authorize the physical manifestations of their blessings right now in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, take everyone here into that season where your will become reality in their lives in Jesus' name. Take everyone here into that season where your prophecies and promises for everyone here begin to manifest. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace of God shall work wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray that a special anointing from the Lord shall come upon your prayer life. And as you pray in your personal closet, you shall begin to see great results. You shall begin to see mighty miracles happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord anoint you to solve problems in the lives of people. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion that is following you to confuse you and to bring you into depression. I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that concerning your life, you shall excel and succeed greatly in Jesus' name. Concerning the works of your hands, you shall prosper greatly in Jesus' name. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your life and calling and ministry in Jesus' name. The power of God shall manifest to subdue all your enemies under your feet in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is an announcement concerning our fasting. I have already announced in our Telegram group. But maybe some of you have not seen that announcement. We used to fast. We used to do a long fasting every year. So for this year, we shall have 40 days fasting program in this ministry. And it's going to start in the month of August. So you can just count 40 days from 1st of August, then till the 48th day. So I think that should be 9th of September. So it's going to be 40 days fasting from the 1st of August downward, 40 days. And we'll be launching the volume 1 of our prayer book during that fasting. So you're going to be using our prayer book. Then there's a compilation of prayer points that we have done. Hundreds of prayer points we have compiled into a book form, though not a standard book format, but it's in a PDF format. So we're going to be launching the volume 1 of that prayer book. There's volume 2. But we're going to be using that volume 1. And I think the volume 1 contains maybe over 500 prayer points. And we're going to be using that book to pray during the fast, during the 40 days fast. So make up your mind to join, and I believe that God is going to do mighty things in your life through that fasting. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Remain blessed.